بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد Some years back the Jamaat from Medina Munawwara was in our masjid So after the Fajr talk we asked the Amir Sahib in the Mashwara some advice So he tells us Back in Medina Munawwara, there was this person, mashallah, active in effort, doing the 4 months, the 40 days, the gash, the ta'aleem. And then suddenly he went missing. No more in the amal. No more in the effort. So the brothers went and asked their elders, how can this happen? The person was so active. And then suddenly you don't see him anymore. So the elders gave a very beautiful reply. They said that the person, he did everything. He did his 4 months, he did his 40 days, he did his 3 days, he did his gash, he did his ta'alim, he did his 2.5 hours. But he forgot one thing. He forgot to make shukr. He forgot to make shukr. He forgot to thank Allah. I was sitting here, Shukr, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, you brought me here. Mashallah, we dressed like how a Muslim, mashallah, looks. Alhamdulillah. For everything, we're praising Allah, we're thanking Allah. Otherwise, what's happening is, all of us think for a moment, especially the younger ones, at times, we are demanding, we are shouting, we're complaining, and we're wanting more all the time. When last we thanked Allah, we are grateful to Allah, thankful to Allah, so that thanking Allah, for everything a person, if he keeps on thanking Allah, turning to Allah, then that's a security plan. Whatever we're enjoying, inshallah, will continue. One simple example is given of the farmer. Now this farmer in the farm, for water, he goes to the river. That's the only thing he knows. Water you get from the river. First time in his life, farmer comes to the city to meet his friend. So the friend takes him home for a meal. Before the meals now, we know we wash the hands. So the friend opens the tap and the water comes out. The farmer gets a shock of his life because he only knew water, you go to the river. Now he's seeing iron is giving water. So he can't understand it. And it's simple for us to understand. If we twist the ears and water comes up from the toes, it's like a shock. What's happening? So this farmer now, he's seeing water coming up from the iron. Like he's shocked. What's happening? So the friend said, leave that now. Just wash your hands. You have to eat. So now they're going to have the meals. There's a huge green curtain hanging. Now behind the curtain is a kitchen and the wife cooking. Nevertheless, they both sat down. When they sat down, the friend shouts out, we are ready. So now from under the curtain, the bhajia and the samosa and the pizza is coming. Now this farmer gets a bigger shock. What a green curtain. It's giving the food. Iron giving water and the green curtain giving food. Now this farmer is like lost for words. The friend says, leave that now, let's eat. So they ate. After the meal, the farmer has to return home. So the friend says, what do you want as a gift? So that farmer said, I only want 2 things. I want 1 tap and I want 1 green curtain. So the friend said, look here, you know, this is a city. Ask for a better gift. He said, no, no, all I want is 1 tap, 1 green curtain. So the friend, to make the farmer happy, he gave him a tap, gave him a green curtain. The farmer hugs it, grabs it, and he runs to the farm. When he goes to the farm, he tells the wife, from today, no more river for water. I got a tap. Now the wife tells him, what are you speaking about? How can iron give water? He said, I'll show you just now. But before that, the second good news for you. From today, no more lighting fire and cooking. I got a green curtain. Now the wife said, look here, it looks like you went city, you became crazy. How can this work out? He said, let me show you now. Put your hands out. So now the farmer now innocently is turning the tap. And there's nothing coming out. He turns it the other way. Now he's getting angry now, so he starts banging the tap on the wall. And the tap breaks. So he said, okay, leave the water now, let's eat. So he hangs the green curtain on the wall. And he tells the wife, sit down. They both sat down. And now he shouts out to the curtain, we are ready. Now he sees no bhajia samosa coming out. He says louder, I told you we're ready. Now he gets angry. He stands up and he grabs that green curtain. Poor curtain tears and comes down. Now this farmer, he's holding the broken tap, torn curtain. He goes back to his friend in the city. And he tells his friend, not working. So friend says, no, let me show you how it works. So friend takes him in the home. Friend tells him, look at this tap. Tap is outside. That's what you see. But hidden behind, hidden are the water pipes. And then he takes him by the kitchen and he says, green curtain, that's outside what you see. Hiding behind is kitchen and my wife cooking. So understand now, it's a simple example, but today what's happening, we're seeing the outside. We're seeing the outside. And many a time we are deceived by the outside, forgetting inside what's hidden behind. When we speak of the Qudrat of Allah, the command of Allah, the power of Allah, the cow, that's the outside. Because, I went to one madrasa. Now those children innocent now. So I told them, green grass and water, you mix it, what you get. So one child said, milk. I said, you got very special water in your place. Nevertheless, that cow is the outside. And within the cow, we got the red blood. And we got the brown stool. And then the green grass going in. And then we're getting white milk coming out. And in that white milk, not a drop of blood red in it. There's no brown traces there. There's no green color in there. So the cow is the outside. Hidden behind is the power, the Qudrat of Allah, the command of Allah. When you speak of sleep, we all sleep, mashallah, at night. Sleep is the outside. Hidden behind is the command of Allah, the power of Allah that makes us fresh again. That medication is outside. Hidden behind is the command of Allah, the permission of Allah. So everything we see, we have to immediately remind ourselves, that's the outside. Like that green curtain is the outside, the tap is the outside. Hidden behind is the system of Allah, the system of Allah. Otherwise a person will pass his life. As a youngster now, I came out first in class and I forgot. Actually, my studying was outside. It was the permission of Allah, the help of Allah, that those marks and those distinctions came out. Otherwise, instead of making shukr and thanking Allah, I felt I'm doing and I'm going further away from Allah. So everything we see, we are not to be deceived by the outside. In Stanger, Haji Suleiman Kolia Rahmatul Ali, an elder in the effort of deen, when Bhai Padia Rahmatul Ali started the effort, so Haji Kolia was one of the first to assist. So they were going out in Gush. So as they going in Gush now, there was some roadblock. So the police stopped them. So the police asked Haji Kolia Rahmatul Ali, what you got with you? So Haji Sahib innocently tells the police, I got a gun. Now this police got a shock. This Muslim is so full of courage. At once he's saying he got a gun. So police says, where's your gun? So mashallah, Haji Sahib, he put his hand in his pocket. He said, this is my gun. Miswak. So the police can't understand what he's speaking. So police say, what else you got? So Haji Sahib says to the police, I got bullets as well. Now this police got interested now. What type of bullets this man has? So mashallah, Haji Sahib, he put his hand in his pocket and He took out his tasbih. Now, outwardly, you know, in the simple words of Haji Sahab, there's a very powerful message behind it. When you speak of miswak, we are speaking of sunnat, the way of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you're speaking of tasbih, the dhikr of Allah, we are speaking of Allah, the command of Allah. This is our protection. Now all of us sitting here, you know, if I make tashkil now, and I ask, who wants to pass away, and when they're passing away, the last words on the tongue must be, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Everyone will say, Mawlana, that is a cash one, I'm ready for cash. Because that's what we're living for. Dying with the kalima on the tongue, that's what we're living for. And that person who's using miswak, one of the greatest benefits of using miswak, inshallah, when we're leaving the world, we'll remember to recite the kalima and then leave the world. Last words being the kalima. And every one of us want to pass away in that way. That's what we're living for. Dying the right way. So that miswak, and we all know the rewards. We all know the rewards. Person made miswak and performed salah. That salah is 70 times more rewarding. We know the reward. But the question is, are we convinced? Because we won't ask how many hands must go up. But we all can ask ourselves, how many of us in our pocket, we got a miswak? We got a tasbih in the pocket. Otherwise, what happens to the one pocket, one cell phone, another pocket, second cell phone? Cell phones, mashallah, there's everywhere in the pockets. But do I have place for miswak? Do I have place for tasbih? Bringing the sunnat of Nabi Sallam in our lives, bringing the command of Allah in our lives, that's our protection. That's our way forward. And that yaqeen, you know, a person goes out in the path of Allah. You know, back home, the youngster was so far away. And then he went for 3 days. He comes back from the 3 days now, you see on the top pocket one miswak there. And mashallah, there's a whole change in the youngster's speech at times, in his actions at times. A person goes out in the path of Allah, that yaqeen, that conviction. One is knowing, I know my salah rewards will be 70 times more, but am I convinced? Do I have the conviction? So a person working on that iman, on that faith, on his yaqeen, his conviction, is just not knowing, it's doing. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one hadith sharif more or less, Laysa min ummati, he is not from my ummat. He is not from my ummat. Now Allah protect us, all of us sitting here, we all are hoping we are ummatis. We are all part of the ummat of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's our, you know, heart's desire. And it must never happen. Imagine judgment day. We all are resurrected. And now we are going towards Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah protect, what if it said to us, Laysa min ummati, he is not from my ummat. What will go through the heart at that moment? Now, this warning is for who? Laysa min ummati, he is not from my ummat. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love, he gives us 3 descriptions to save ourselves. And one of them, one description is, that person, or the one who does not respect our elders. The one who does not respect our elders. Now we are sitting here. Ask ourselves, how much of respect do I have for my parents? For my ustaz, my teacher? For my elder? How much of respect do I have? When last I brought a smile on the face of my father? When last I brought cheer to the heart of my mother? You know, we are meeting parents, and they cry at times. See, average parent, at the end of the day, a time comes in the parent's life, all the mother and father wants from us is, oh my son, I want some respect from you. Some respect from you. You know, one youngster told me, he went in 4 months, right? Now, the moment a person is away from home, 4 months. And now he's realizing, wait a minute now, a mother, a father, the value. Because he's away from home now, foreign land, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. And now he's going through halat and conditions. And he's realizing now value. That's why this youngster tells me, Mulana was there. It wasn't the email time and the cell phone time. So he wrote a letter home. So he tells me, Mulana, when my mother and father read that letter, they cried. Actually, it was tears of joy. They never knew they still had a son that loved them. Otherwise, ask ourselves, the way we carry on, what does it reflect in the heart of the mother and father? Is this my son or some monster? What has happened to him? And you know the danger? Allah Ta'ala warns us in the Quran, أَنْتَحْبَطَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, that your actions are, it become null and void, cancelled, and you don't even know. So the commentators, they explain that one of the frightful end results of disrespect is that Allah causes a person to be deprived of tawfiq, that divine ability to carry out certain good deeds. And if the person does not repent in time, does not go and ask for forgiveness from who we are, from the person we showed disrespect to, then Allah protect, a person continues to be deprived of that tawfiq and divine ability until eventually he is deprived of iman. And when that happens, then those good deeds are cancelled. And to understand this, sometimes it happens. MashaAllah, a person was performing tahajjud salah, sitting on the musalla, in tasbih, the zikr of Allah. A person was making dua. And then suddenly, now there's difficulty. Leave waking up for tahajjud, he can't make it for the fajr anymore. He just can't make the zikr of Allah. There's no more sweetness in dua. So many a time, this is the end result of disrespect to some elder. Maybe the alim of deen, maybe our parents, or some elder. Initially the nafal, the optional, the extra is leaving my life. And then next thing, sunnat is leaving my life. And then faraz, the compulsory. That is why we hurt anyone. You know, we speak of ikram-e Muslim, the honor and the respect we show to others. If we hurt anyone, immediately we're going to ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me. Because once we start slipping, it's a very fast slip. Now just to come up with positive now, just one question first. I want the youngster to give me the answer. What is musafaha? Musafaha. Ji? Musafaha. Musafaha, in simple words, when one Muslim brother meets another Muslim brother, stand up. Then our two hands, my two hands, holds that person's two hands. That's musafaha. It's not a shake, like one milkshake. No shaking. It's my two hands, holds that person's two hands. Musafaha. And musafaha is not one hand like one laddu. Not one hand. And musafaha, you know, sometimes I can almost count on the fingertips how many I get it right. Almost every person you make musafaha with, fingers are going down, around, all those bhajia styles. Please. Musafaha is my two hands holds the next person's two hands. You know what happens with this powerful action? When we meet musafaha, when our hands separate, we are forgiven. We are forgiven. How? Nabi Akram Sam describes it so beautifully. Like how the leaves fall from the tree, our sins fall from us. Average youngster today, he saw something on the cell phone. He went somewhere. He took something. He did something. It was a Saturday night. And that youngster is feeling down. That's the end result of sin, depression and sadness. And the youngster is almost contemplating suicide. He's like almost giving up on life. He's feeling really low. The beauty of our deen, quickly look for one Muslim somewhere. Go make one musafaha. With this yaqeen and conviction, oh Allah, I want to clean myself. That musafaha. We are forgiven. The leaves falling from the tree, my sins have fallen away from me. And immediately feel that hope again. That youngster now is, I can make it to the masjid again. Otherwise, every youngster, he's feeling so dark on the inside. Maulana, I can't come masjid. I'm feeling napak, impure. That is shaitaniyat. That is darkness on the inside. And one step further. Because you know, a person says, Maulana, I go in jamaat. I can't speak, Maulana. I don't know how to give da'wat. Who's asking must give one bayan or give the long talk? No. Let's start simple, simple. We all can make salam. Assalamu alaikum. And one smile, mashallah. You have to learn how to smile. It's, you know, mashallah. And that's the starting point of a da'i. That salam and that smile. All of us can make assalamu alaikum. All of us can smile. Otherwise, today you meet a youngster. He gives you one constipated look. I know how long everything is stuck. You just can't smile. So free, my friends. Smile. Salamudi, smile. How many of us make salam? And Nabi Akrim, some glad tidings for us. That person, in the day, he made salam to 20 people. And in that same day, he passed away. The guarantee of Nabi Sosam, that person definitely will enter Jannah, paradise. Salam to 20 people in a day. Assalamu alaikum. And that 20, Nabi Akrim, some wording more or less, either we made salam to 20 people all at once, they were all seated together, and assalamu alaikum to 20 one time, or one by one, you made salam during the course of the day. 20 people, assalamu alaikum, that salam, spreading salam. And with that yaqeen and conviction that if I die today, after making salam to 20 people, guaranteed entry into Jannat, that salam. And then, mashallah, we're all in the masjid now. It was the Thursday, the fifth last day of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this temporary world. It was a Thursday. As the time of Isha was coming in, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam became extremely weak, extremely ill. So Nabi Sulaiman asked the family that have the people perform the salah, referring to his sahaba radiallahu anhum. So they say, no, they are waiting for you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for water to be put in a tub. Nabi Akrim Sallam had a ghusl bath. And then Nabi Sallam tried to stand up. And Nabi Sallam fell unconscious. The moment Nabi Sallam recovered, he asked his family again, have the people performed the salah? So the reply is given, no, they are waiting for you, O Rasul of Allah. So for the second time, Nabi Akrim Sam had a bath. And when he tried to stand up, he fell unconscious for the second time again. The moment he recovered, immediately again he's asking, have they performed the salah? Now the sahaba, radiallahu anhum, they're waiting in the masjid for that Isha salah to be performed by Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Sam tried for the third time. He had the bath. And for the third time, Nabi Sam fell unconscious. Now when this happened, after trying three times, falling unconscious three times, now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he asked that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu should perform the salah. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu performed that salah. And this continued now. It was then 2 days later or 3 days later, either Saturday or it was that Sunday at the time of Zuhr. Now Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt a bit of relief. Immediately, Nabi Sallam is coming for the Zuhr Salah. How? Taking the support on the shoulders of Abbas radiallahu an and Hazrat Ali radiallahu an. And Nabi Akrim Sallam was in so much of pain. There was so much of weakness that Nabiya Kareem Sam could not lift his feet. So while he's supported on the shoulders of his two companions, Nabiya Kareem Sam's feet are dragging on the ground. In that condition, Nabiya Kareem Sam is coming for that salah. Understand, is the second last day or third last day of Nabi Sam's life in this world. But in that condition, he's coming for the salah. So there's no excuse for anyone, especially a youngster, full of energy, for us to ever perform salah at home. The masjid, and just not ourselves. That effort to bring one youngster in the masjid. Because really speaking, if I want to come to the masjid, that repetition brings that conviction. Each time I remind someone, come to the masjid, it's entering deep into my heart. Otherwise it's frightening today. Sometimes salah after salah is passing, and we don't see a single youngster in the masjid. Where are they? Sometimes we wonder whether they went in the screen. There's so much on the screen. Whether they went inside the screen. Where have they gone? Which planet they went into? This masjid. Masjid is a starting point in our life. If I made it to the masjid, my life is starting. Otherwise, our life is passing. And there's absolutely no life within. You know, average youngster say, Mawlana, I can't open Quran. I just can't take the name of Allah. You know, we say, battery dead. So that battery dead needs charging. Masjid is powerhouse. Every time I'm in the masjid, I'm charging this soul of mine, the battery of life. Come back to the masjid. The effort of the masjid. That concern, linking one youngster to the masjid. You see, a person is drowning. He's drowning and water is also, he's in the water and water has come into him. To remove the water from him, first we need to remove him from the water. Take him out of the water. And then take out the water which is in him. Take him out of the water. And then take the water out from him which is in him. We are drowning in our environments. At times, whatever, wherever. Now a person comes out of that environment. He's drowning in that environment. And now he goes out for the 3 days, or for the 40 days, or for the 10 days, or for those 2 weeks. He comes out of that drowning environment. And now whatever was drowning within him as well. Now he's in the masjid. He's in the masjid, the house of Allah. Person by the freezer is feeling cold. Person by the fire is feeling hot. A person in the mahol, in the environment of the masjid, he's in the house of Allah. There's something happening. If a dead fire can give us heat, if one dead freezer can give us cold, when we're speaking of masjid, it's full of the angels, the farishta, the malaika. We're in the company of the angels, we're in the house of Allah, we're the guests of Allah. And a person out in the path of Allah, that ta'aleem takes place. As long as we are making that effort, and the ta'aleem is life. Today, whatever we're reading on that screen, seeing on the screen, where it's taking us. But a person is in the ta'aleem, the words of Allah, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's something happening in that heart, with the command of Allah. You know, sometimes a person says, Mawlana, we sit so long for the ta'aleem. So one person asked, Ijtima bayan is 3 hours, 4 hours, but the brain of man can take 40 minutes or so, active listening. So the beautiful answer was given, you haven't understood. This effort is not effort on the brains. Brains after 40 minutes maybe goes a bit down, dull. This effort is effort on the heart. Effort on the heart. And the heart got a different form of life altogether and strength altogether. So that ta'aleem, that gush, a person is making the effort of deen. Otherwise, the youngster is living, not realizing why he's living, what he's doing, where he's going, what he's supposed to be doing. But this few days in the path of Allah, now a person comes to know my responsibility, that this health, this wealth, This time is not mine. It's a trust from Allah. I need to be investing it. Investing it in the deen of Allah. And the moment we start using health, wealth and time for the deen of Allah, then automatically its value comes in our heart. Otherwise, today what do we value? If a person stands in the frontier now, making tashkil, who wants the bursary for whatever degree, and all your fees are paid, or who wants the job, and the salary is your desire, everyone will stand up. That's what we're dreaming for, because salary, degree, that's the value in the heart, unfortunately. But a person goes out in the path of Allah, now he realizes, wait a minute, what's real value? What's my responsibility? And we don't realize, the first person to stand up, he becomes encouragement for the second one. And the second one to stand up is encouragement for the third one. And maybe we're young today. Our standing up today is opening the doors. Doors for all those that come after me, my family, my children, grandchildren, progenies after me. But if I'm going to sit down and say, no, Maulana, I got big intention in my mind and heart. I got a lot of ikhlas and sincerity. I just want to keep it inside and hide it. You know, the plan drawer, he's got all the plans in his mind. But if he leaves it in the mind, he can't get the building up. He has to put that plan in the mind on paper. And now that plan on the paper becomes the building. So mashallah, we got the intention in the heart that, oh Allah, this holiday coming up, inshallah. That, oh Allah, I'm going to spend some time. But now to stand up, put that name on paper, and then the next step thereafter, we give some charity, ask Allah, oh Allah, accept me. Because imagine, like how we're going to stand up here now, one day we're all going to stand up, day of resurrection. And everyone sitting here will say, oh Allah, I wish to be resurrected amongst Nabi Akrim Sallam and his Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. And it's very simple. The one we imitate, then we'll be raised amongst them. So our standing up now is for the effort of deen, the effort of Anbiya alayhi salam, the effort which the beautiful companions of Nabi Sallam made. So inshallah, tashkil will be made now, inshallah. Let us all, inshallah, make some intention that, oh Allah, I want to spend some time in your path, that, oh Allah, you open my account, and then my family is thereafter to come after me. So inshallah, we give our intention, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah? One is those in Matric University, the first opportunity, the 4 months. And then those of us who are in school still, then this coming holiday is, mashallah, these holidays will be much longer as well. So one is that 40 days. And then whatever other tashkil is made as well, inshallah. Let us give our names, inshallah. Who's ready to spend some time in the path of Allah, inshallah?